Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Caretaker, written by Gabriel Bergmosa and read by Gemma Carfi. Charlotte Laurent stepped out of the car, quickly and carefully scanning her surrounds. She didn't expect to see anything out of place. But then, expectations and reality did not always align. Burnley, one of those country towns that looked to have sprung up almost by accident, a few hardy settlers deciding to build houses between the gum trees and scrubby hills around the same time. Their descendants trying to claim those run-down old buildings somehow made the place historically significant. In reality, Burnley only held on because you had to drive through it to get to a ski resort. Not a good ski resort, or even an especially close one. It was almost 3 hours from here to the top of Mount Skillion, with nothing but black ice and hairpin bends and trees in between. Charlotte, slow and cautious and watchful, had done it in 4 the first time. She'd passed nobody on the way. It was spring and the snow was gone. Charlotte crossed fast to the faded supermarket. This was the second supply run she'd made since taking the job. On the first, she clearly hadn't bought enough. That had only been 3 weeks ago. She could allow herself one mistake. She couldn't afford a second. She still instinctively checked her reflection in every window or mirror she passed. She wasn't sure why. Short of plastic surgery or a mask, she'd gone about as far as she could in changing her appearance. She knew her wide blue eyes were distinctive, so she almost always wore sunglasses. Her wavy blonde hair was now dark, cut shorter than it had ever been in those photos on the news. She would always be tall, but she'd taken to hunching where possible, and tried to wear bulky jackets and cargo pants that hid how thin she was. Whether it was enough was unclear. Charlotte was no expert at this. She'd been improvising for months now. The automatic door groaned as she stepped inside, doing her best not to flinch at the sound of the bell. Squat, balding Barry beamed at her from behind the counter. "Katie, back already, eh? How's the mountain? Gone crazy yet?" It was impossible to stop news spreading in Burnley, even news as boring as her job. "Compared to the wild metropolitan life down here, it's paradise." Barry chuckled. "Got a warped idea of paradise, but to each their own. Need some boxes?" She grabbed a trolley and started collecting supplies. Canned food, toilet paper, bottles of water. She was halfway through her third round of the shelves when she noticed she wasn't alone in the cramped aisle. A very tall, thin man, maybe in his 40s, was examining a can of soup. He stood out immediately. Blonde hair, light blue eyes, and a face that might have been handsome in a rough-hewn sort of way if it wasn't for an intense focus that made her heart pick up. She grabbed some 2-minute noodles from the shelf, trying to move fast enough to disguise the unsteadiness of her hands. She dropped a packet. The man was there in seconds. He handed it to her. She gave him a tight smile. He didn't look away. "These." He nodded to the noodles. "They're good?" He had a slight accent, something Scandinavian. "They're 2-minute noodles." Was she imagining it, or had that focused look tightened as he searched her face? The changes to her appearance were supposed to offset a glance, but this man was giving her more than a glance. "You are local?" he asked. "Just passing through,"